Yo! It's time! Yeah! Blog Talk Radio! BEW! Hey, vocals! Y'all ready? Let's go!
Turn the radio up loud on the internet Monday night. We be kicking it with gospel songs and shining the light. I'm Mir 7 and L Sander. No set and catching the net right at 8 before you get in the bed. Coach K and Howard are on the double team. And every Thursday we be going live on mainstream. With any artist you can think of, yeah, just name it. This is a song for everything entertainment. Let's go! Let's go! What's up, LJ?
Conqueror. up, thanks? It's your boy Amir Duggan, your host, and we got a co-host online as well. Hell, Sandwich, he should be on a little bit later. But I got Worldwide Radio's homeboy, Travis Green, and the one and only Molly Music on the show today. So we got a good show prepared for you guys today. We're going to start with Worldwide Radio's homeboy. What's up, Travis? How you doing, sir?
What's up, Amir?
I'm blessed, sir. Were you happy to see the Celtics win?
No, actually, I dreaded seeing that. Me, along with all the saved saints of the Most High, were praying for the Lakers to pull it out. But, you know, when the enemy comes in like a flood, we can do it, and that's understanding, and keep praying for next year. So.
Okay, see, now, you know, I asked to have you back on my show, and I asked for that. Man, why did you want the Lakers to win? See, I'm a Detroit fan, for real, you know what I'm saying? But Detroit got knocked out. So I had to go with the next best team, which was the team that won. So I stand with the Most High, and we stand first, and we stand anointed, and we stand with the winners.
Man, that hurt my feeling, man. I was highly disappointed, man. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah, you know, I had to kind of get that to you a little bit. But let's get back into this interview. The last time we had you on the show, man, you had so many things going on, and the Lord has really, really blessed you. And I know you did TBN and so many things. Why don't you tell us what you've been up to since your last time on the show?
Oh, man, we've been everywhere, man. God has been blessing. Like you said, of course, we did TVM, man. We've had some other things that come up unexpected, man. I believe this is the season of unexpected blessings, man, and favor. So almost every day, man, we're getting a crazy call or something else crazy that God is doing. But we're just having fun, man, staying focused, staying humble, man, and just enjoying what we do. So it's been crazy, man. It's been exciting.
Well, see, that's a blessing. I mean, you know, the thing about it is we have to expect miracles. We should expect the unexpected and expect to reach people because God gave you a gift. He's birthed something new within all of us. And the word in which God birthed within you is something that the people should hear. So that's why
right.
It seems as if, you know, like, whoa, like these people really want to listen to me. But, you know, we do want to listen to you, and that's why we have you here. Because the more, and that's the name of the CD. Y'all saints out there, y'all hear that name of that CD, you can go online and you can pick that CD up. But that CD has been such a blessing to us, sir. And for those of you who didn't know, this is the young man that did that opening that you hear and said, turn the radio up. This is him, man. What was your inspiration behind that?
Molly Music. I don't know, man. I got the call to do it. So I just sat down in the lab and went to work. It was fun, though. It's my first time doing some type of, you know, jingle or whatever. So it was exciting, man. I took it on as a challenge and a task, and we knocked it out, man. Stuff like that is fun to me, though. You know, I didn't really pray over or nothing like that. I wasn't really trying to preach or get folks saved through it. But it was fun, man. It was fun using my gift, you know, to help out my family like that. So.
Well, you know, the best part of the best part of the opening, I don't know if you know, it was a time when you said Amir 7. Man, I was just so anointed, man, when you said that. No, nah, let me stop because the saints don't start calling in talking about what.
Funny, man. Nah.
But no, nah, man,
we
really
have power behind your name, man.
So that's right, man. See, it's already some power for those of you out who don't know. Amir means prince in Arabic, so you know. See, I'm a prince. But anyway, enough about me. It's about God. But anyway, man, the last time we had you on the show, you know, you shared with us such a wonderful testimony. So much so that, you know, Elle and I were talking about it on previous shows thereafter because it just touched us. You know, I know that the Lord is bringing you to a new realm because he's opened the doors. You've done so many different things. Where is it that you're going, and where is it that do you want to go?
Where I want to go, man, I want to do some work over in the UK, man. I would love to go over there and do some more work. I did Africa last year, so I'd love to return there, man. I mean, they have just, what you were talking about earlier, a high expectation, man, for the miraculous. And they really, really, really demand and pull on the anointing that we carry. And so it's just a beautiful place to use your gifts, man. And so I would love to go back to Africa and do some work over in the UK also this year.
Hey, man, you know, that's one of my passions, too, to go to the UK. We actually supposed to be taking a trip to London. So, you know, let me know when you're going over there, man. I might try to, you know, sink our trips, you know, make you flip the bill, you know.
Will do, man. You know, I got money like that. I don't.
All right, praise the Lord.
I'm gonna speak it.
Well, I speak it for you, but especially if we're going to be blessed by it. But, you know, this, I want to kind of go back to you said that you preached at a did you perform or did you minister at the prison?
I actually preached, man, this morning at Dooley State. It was awesome, man. It was actually unexpected. They called yesterday, and you know how we so-called hate last-minute stuff. But I just felt God wanted me to do it, man. So I went, me and my mother, and it was awesome, man. They were very, very well receptive, man, to what we did, man, and God moved. But I do prison ministry at least twice a month anyway. And so I just enjoy it, man. My mother, she does it all throughout the state. She won Volunteer of the Year, or was awarded Volunteer of the Year last year by the state of Georgia. And she was recognized just for all her prison efforts, man. Every year they do a local news broadcast about her and just everything she does with her prison ministry. So it's awesome, man, and just to tag along with her and experience God, man. And they're awesome, man. They're just like what I was telling you about over in Africa, man. They're the same way in prison, believe it or not, man. Them people come in hungry and thirsty. It ain't like church where you got to rile people up and all that, man. But they come in ready, man, knowing that God is able to do anything. And so we see crazy stuff happen behind those prison walls, man.
Hey, man, well, I congratulate you on that, sir. That's one of the things that I've been actually trying to get into. I, you know, have like a little thing that I do for like the homeless and people like that. But I believe that we need to really just start, you know, focusing on helping the people that we consider lost, you know.
Oh, yeah, man.
And I don't think a lot of people are focusing on that because we look at them as criminals. But, you know,
right.
They have hearts and souls as well, you know. So I commend you and your family for doing what I believe to be a good justice. So can I ask you a favor, Travis?
What's that?
Well, you know, I mean, you know, I bring people on here all the time, but, you know, I don't give everybody this honor. But if you would, you mind staying on a little bit longer and hosting the show with me today?
Yeah, man, let's do it.
All right, you know, don't make me look bad now.
I'll try.
All right, thanks. As you heard, Travis isn't going anywhere, but Travis does have a project out. It's called The More. Some of the songs on there is Good and Faithful, The More, New Creature, and Still Here. You can get at Travis at www.travisgreen.net. Again, that's www.travisgreen.net. All right, so make sure you check him out and bless him. Bless him intimately. Your boy's trying to go to London. All right?
Ooh, trying to get there.
That's right.
Oh, I like this one. Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh,
yeah. Yo, let me know what's up, T.
Yeah. I see sunshine where there is rain. I have a good time, even with pain in my life. It's insane, but it feels right. Release the blame, rebuke the strife, and maintain. Go find a wife and play a game. Watch Price is Right. This is time for last trip. We're staying on that way. No change in the ashtray. Forget a cab, homie. Can't afford a subway. Pass a free seat. Will get better for me someday. Then I got dumped by my shorty off the runway. Car rolled down in the middle of a four-way. Climbed out the car, jammed my finger in the doorway. Court safe till my cousin's free. No way. Things change when he changed my name. Now I'm so straight.
Oh, I see things completely differently. I was DC, but you came
here. Follow music, thank God for clarity, saving me,
opening up my eyes,
letting me see how it's supposed to be, blessing me. Keeping me, letting me see in
HD.
This bootleg reality is mine. Since see, God is a fact and faith is the evidence. But it's kinda hard to see sometimes, all the time, all the time. You lying, I'm trying, but it's kinda hard when the lights out. No doubt, run in the club, wanna walk it out. Roll it up, smoke it up, hit it through. Shot good, baby, on the way. I just messed up, wanna call the God, but I'm too stuck in my screw up. No, I need a new love to die.
So I'm so tired. Misconceptions got me running wild. Well, let's go to the word right now, and we'll figure this out.
Somebody.
up in New York. So your destiny is worth it.
Yeah, and so I was never worthless.
No, because all things work together.
Now I see things complete, me differently I was deceived, but you gave clarity. Now I see things complete, me differently I was.
I did the name Molly, had a clear picture, a perfect picture. You know, so, you know, you might type in Molly Music on, like, YouTube or something, and just African tribes just come up, all this stuff like that, but it's me.
All right, well, before we continue the interview, we've got my girl online. What's up, L. Sanders, co-host of Worldwide Radio?
Yes, yes, what's going on, y'all? I was just enjoying the conversation. How's everybody doing tonight?
All right.
We're blessed, thank you. Like, you was kind of shy back there for a minute.
What's that?
Like you was kind of shy back there for a minute. Got to speak up and let the saints hear you.
Now, I'm married now. You know that's not true.
Yeah, I know. I know. See, I want to get it started, you know.
And I can't wait to hear more. When I was checking out the music, then all the instruments that you play, I was, like, just amazed. I just wonder, after you mastered the piano, the guitar, and then the bass, I mean, what's next?
I really want to play the violin bad. I want to. There's an anointed in that thing, but I'm learning. I gotta learn the fretless, and then I really want to do a trumpet because there's this scene that I've envisioned, and I want to be one of the one of the hundreds of priests that blew the trumpet. So I gotta get fly on there, and I actually do have a trumpet. And I'm learning electric guitar now. I don't really want to lead, but I don't have a violin. So if you guys want to be a blessing, get Molly Music a violin, please. And it will. I'm telling you, you'll be hearing it on a couple of tracks. All right.
Go to the guitar center. Tell them Amir 7 said that, you know, they should bless you with it. See, Travis put some power behind my name. Did you hear him say it earlier? See,
yeah,
so if you go into a guitar center, just tell them Amir 7 did it, and they got you. I bet.
Amen.
So while we're calling your name out there, man, we need all kind of stuff for the tour, man. So can we get some mics and some keyboards and stuff too?
You know what? Let me tell you, anything that you need, go to the Guitar Center in Detroit, Michigan, if you can find it. But anyway, for those of you who don't know, Travis and Molly actually go back. So Travis, you got any questions for your boy?
Yeah, I got questions. You ready, Mom?
Yeah, come on.
All right. Let's talk about Molly Music Note, man. What's that all about?
Molly Music Note is my production company. People see me and, you know, God is just using me right now, you know, to come and to break barriers and to open doors and to, you know, blaze a trail. But there are many people around me and affiliated with me that are awesome, anointed, and just as much beast as people say I am. So
let's talk about them. Like who?
Yeah, why don't we name them off? Why don't you give us their name?
I love the element of surprise. You'll know, but you know, I could just name a few.
You can name them all because, you know, a lot of times the people in the background don't get the respect that they deserve. So if you feel these people need that respect, give it to them. We got time.
They definitely are getting it. But we have people like my brother and musically in production, Another Planet, definitely on my top and on my space page. Nate Parrish, awesome. Gospel, my sister, Keisha Pollard, phenomenal artist. We have CT, Tony Scott, he's a rapper on there. We have Remedy, great, also been a guy. He's also a rapper. It's a lot of us, and we're ready.
Wow.
We're prepared.
Well,
wow.
Molly, one thing I wanted to talk to you about was your sound. Your sound is a little intricate.
Mm-hmm.
I know we have a couple of different unique people in gospel. We have Tone, you know,
uh-huh.
We have the Dietrich Hattons, and people who do things a little bit different, and even Canton Jones and Kiki Shears. But, you know, your music is a little different. I think some people might even say it's neo-soul-y in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you, you know, give me a little feedback on that. How did that come about?
Wow. Well, it's awesome to be, you know, in the category with such names, as you mentioned. But to do it, it's not hard at all. I think those people are originators. It's a leap of faith to do something undone without really trying to, you know,
because,
okay. You know, so it's a gift from God, and it wasn't something planned or anything strategic. It was something absolutely stumbled upon, and God is like, this is it. This is the sound.
So is it more like a feeling?
What do you mean when I found out that was my sound?
Yeah, like, was it just feeling? Because it sounds real and true. And a lot of, you know, those artists, most of them write, you know. And I believe you feel more of what an artist is talking about when they write their own music. You feel the place that they're in, you know. So by your music being so different, and it's kind of, you know, I don't want to say it's neo-soul, but it kind of has that, like, neo-soul vibe to it, you know, where it's, like, smooth, you know. And I'm just saying, you know, was it more of a feeling, you know, that when you start doing this music, because you said it just kind of came about, you know, what brought that, you know?
God has anointed me with the spirit of authenticity.
Okay.
I'm interested in all genres of music, and a lot of people say that and really aren't, but man, like, I'm on folk real hard right now. It's really nasty. Fionn Regan is phenomenal, and I can take that, and I'm really into scoring. I love scoring as far as the music that people choose to put in films and all stuff like that. And it's not hard to write a song because God told me to write what you live, express what you go through.
Talking about that right there.
And that, how is it hard to write something after you live it? So there's times like in the middle of the depths of the worst moments of my life where I'll be inspired and I'll see God and he'll say, hear me. And it's so easy to write and to produce and to compose out of the heartfeltness of the moment. You're not trying to do it. You're not trying to create it. What you sit down and play is exactly what your heart is screaming out, and what your spirit wants to say is exactly what you'll write. And that's where it comes from.
Let me ask you this. What were you experiencing in your life when you wrote the song Available?
Available, there was a, you know, that strong moment of zeal and passion that you get once you receive Christ or once you receive him again. Nobody can stop you. Nobody can say nothing. And in that moment where I received him and I got up off the altar, I wiped my tears away. I'm like, hallelujah, thank you, God. I'm renewed. I'm free. I'm delivered again, and I'm going to ride for you, right? And then in that moment, I remembered in that hype that, okay, I reached a depth at one point. So I made a request, and I wanted to kind of seal it in blood that moment. Lord, no matter what happens, if I ever get down again and don't say this right now, help me remember that I said this, and I want to stay here. I want to remain available. I want to remain as transparent as it was when you found me. I don't want to get too big. I don't want to get too uppity. I don't even want to get too powerful. So, Lord, right now, as I remember this, in the spirit of gratitude, keep me in your will. Help me to be still because I just want to be available to you. I will do whatever you want me to do. I just want to be available to you. That's the number one thing. And no matter how
Amen.
I get, that's going to be my song. And I wanted to remember that while I was in that high, that a low was coming. But when I'm in that low, when I hear that song, I remember the high.
Right.
And it ignites me.
Where'd the title come from, The Coming? What was the inspiration behind the title?
Because it's so much more coming. There's so much that I'm having to hold back. So it's just kind of like giving, I'm like, y'all here, taste this, be blessed, but expect more because there's so much more coming. And every round is going to go higher and higher.
For the saints out there, I'm Available actually is off of his CD called The Coming, correct?
The Coming, yes.
The Coming. What's up with that title, man? That's so powerful.
Wow. Well, you can ask Travis and a lot of people who are with me. Y'all, those 8 songs that y'all have are not even a chip, a speck, nothing off of the iceberg. So, like, that's what it's kind of funny when you're saying, you know, it's kind of a neo-soul feel, you know, and that's awesome, but it's only 8 songs, you know, and there's so much more coming, and that was nothing but an appetizer.
You know, I'm about to ask you to do something. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Clear your throat, you know, so like we'll mute your line out a little bit and clear your throat, you know, because, you know, gospel seems to be supposed to be able to really sing, you know what I'm saying? So if that was just, you know, a little smidget of what, you know, we can expect from Mr. Jamal Molly Music, why don't you give me a little bit of whatever's on your heart to sing, why don't you sing for us?
Wow. Okay, this is a song about what do I want to bless the people of God with this moment?
See, he's stalling, y'all. See, he's stalling. See.
Be ready.
Yeah. Okay. There's a song that I did that's really blessing me. I don't know if people saw my MySpace page. It's a song called Broken Spirit there, and it's really a blessing. But there's another one that it came from by the name of Godly Sorrow. That's what it is. And I love Godly Sorrow because it really got me there. I'm just gonna sing some of it. Once listen to the words I'm saying and feel my heart when I was there. It says, this moment I declare amongst heaven and earth I'm ready to surrender everything. I want to be walking steady, dropping petty offenses and rebuking negative visions, imaginations presented by demonic intervention. Keep wishing you could hold me down, but devil, I'll never stop. I'll allow you to take the incorruptible word of God deposited in me in the form of seed through my leaders, ministers of the gospel, a psalmist, speaker, a preacher. I beseech you, I'm a seeker that's seeking to be a cleaner vessel, an instrument with a spiritual world demeanor. Seen a lot of things, but I ain't never ever seen the righteous of God forsaken. I'm begging for bread, I meet anything else because their faith level is off the meter. They're more than conquerors and they can never be pizza. Cheer, I don't need nothing else in my life but Jesus. Gave his life for me, I would die for him, it's only failure. Now Lord, I come to you broken with my hands in the air, hoping and knowing you could change my life, living forever. Yeah. I'll admit, yeah, the enemy had me going, but thanks to the word of God, I'm changing the seed I'm sowing. I'm tired of being weak in iniquity, getting bruises. Do away with the losers, deliver me, make me usable. And I wrote that out of Godly Sorrow. You know what I mean?
Oh, that was awesome, sir. Did we have somebody else on the phone? Because, I mean, it was just kind of spitting, like, about 15 bars up in here. Like,
I'm sorry. It get heavy to me. I got in there. But, yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, I was going to say, with Maul's stuff, man, what he was saying about just writing from his heart and everything, it's funny, man, knowing him that it's just so much truth behind what he do, man. And I think that's what make a lot of people gravitate to him and appreciate his gift and his art, because what makes it different is exactly what he was saying, because it's authentic, man. I mean, I remember times when this cat stayed with me, man. The first thing, when I get up, he having a Bible study out in the living room. You know what I'm saying? Him and the crew, they in the Word. You know what I'm saying? And even when we do studio sessions, man, we praying before we record a song. And there ain't many cats who do stuff like that, man. You know what I'm saying? And so just knowing his heart is there for God, I think that's why God has so much favor on him and why it's so easy, man. It's not difficult. It's easy for people to gravitate to him because they sense the realness behind what he's doing.
Hallelujah.
And so I just wanted to put that out there on blast, man, because a lot of people don't know that. You know, a lot of people hear the music and stuff, and they appreciate the gift, but they don't know behind the gift, man, there's a sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this cat being that talented, man, has secular people all the time getting at him and all kind of stuff like that, but he's made his mind up to be sold out. And so, you know, as Christians, man, we need to appreciate when we have something valuable like that, an asset like that to the kingdom. And so I just wanted to throw that out there, man.
Yes.
Hey, man, it looks like that's a good friend of yours, Molly, because he really blessed you.
Well, yeah, and actually it wasn't just something that, you know, we just decided, hey, let's be friends. It just kind of happened. Actually, I remember one of my most memorable experiences. There's a song on Travis's CD, The More, by the name of Clearer Picture. and people would listen to it and think that we just came in and was like, yo, let's do a song. But it was kind of, it just kind of derived from the reality of what the song is talking about.
Right.
And how, you know, we all go through and how we see things, and, you know, it's just so hard. And you know, but we just found a clearer picture through encouraging each other. And then the, Ramon played the track, Drum Deuce, and we was like, man, let's do this. And by the time it was easy, because the presence of God was there. You know what I mean? And we both were encouraged while we were writing it. It was exciting. It was fun. It was nothing dreadful about it. And an awesome song was created that keeps me going even until this day. So
yeah.
Amen.
That's what it's about, man.
Yeah, I was just saying, that was a crazy day, man, because both of us were just in some positions, man, where in our lives there had been some cloudiness, you know, surrounding why God was allowing us to go through things and what exactly God was doing. It's difficult, man, when you're carrying something on the inside of you that you know is great and is always kicking and trying to get out, man, and a lot of people don't understand that. And so just being able to encourage each other, man, that really was a life-changing moment for the both of us.
Well, see, that's the thing about true friendship. I don't think people understand. I can definitely understand, you know, being a person who writes myself, you know, the bond, the connection, you know, and the anointing mixed with that is just something that's spectacular. But anyway.
You can just go collabing with everybody, man.
Exactly. But I know Elle has some questions for you guys as well. Elle?
Okay.
Oh, what I was going to ask, I just heard you guys sharing just the passion that you have. What do you see God doing through you?
I believe that what God is doing is God is allowing our ministry and this generation's ministry, because what it is there's a shifting taking place, a sifting, should I say, and a separation from traditional, from religious, to, okay, God is not making religious people. God is not making bishops. He's not making preachers. He's making lovers of God. He's making workers. And through our music, okay, I wouldn't be doing this style of music if I didn't have a relationship with God. I wouldn't waste my time. I would get some money. Amen? But because it's about God, that it's not worth that. And he is such, his rewards are so much greater. Hallelujah, and it's so worth my time. So he's creating lovers of God through our music, not just people who know how to praise, not just people who could bust a shout on you and shut you down, but somebody who would get on their face, people who love God and who just would love to worship and adore him and have a hunger for more of him. He's using us right now to create those, and by those people, he can create a force, because everybody's reaching out. And everybody's hungry, and everybody's tired. They're tired of the shooting. They're tired of the gangster. They're tired of the drugs, and everybody knows that it's not the way. Somebody wants to see, okay, now, I know they're talking about this God thing, but they phony, and they liars, and they worse than us. So now God is making us, he's shifting something, and he's calling a new generation forth that will completely be transparent, people who aren't ashamed of what they've done. I hope I'm not preached. He's calling the new people forward like us, and I definitely know I'm one.
Amen.
We need to be chosen of the many that are rising up to create lovers of God. That's all. I'm going to stop right there.
What about you, Travis?
Man, yeah, definitely. He's calling up a new generation, man, and I believe what we're doing and what we're called to do is to purify, man.
Hallelujah.
And I hope I don't get stoned for this, but to purify the industry, for one, and to help bring some truth, man, to worship, because I believe what has been displayed in churches, man, what has been displayed by even Christian artists, forgive me, is not truth. And that's why a lot of it is falling off, man. People are saying, look, something ain't right. And I ain't saying everybody is like that, but it's just a few cats out there that need to get it right. That's holding up this false image. That's why the first thing I said about Jamal was how true he is to his calling, how true he is behind scenes when he's not on stage, when it's not light blinding him, when he's not on the mic, you know. And so I think
isn't
God
that real
is
ministry? What you doing when you're not in front of other people? That's real relationship with God and real
come
ministry.
On, man.
Definitely.
And God, I believe God appreciates that more, man. The concert stuff, man, once you do it a couple of times, it really becomes easy. You know, I mean, it's ministry, it's warfare, but that's easy. A lot of that stuff is fun for us. But it's when you're behind closed doors where you don't feel like praying, when you still get on your face. It's when you're behind closed doors and you don't feel like reading your Bible. Still getting your word so you can sing with some substance, man. And that's what God's doing. He's raising up real people who ain't in it just for the bling, because like Jamal said, if we were, we could be on the other side. Who ain't in it just to get a name for ourselves, who ain't writing about ourselves, but we're writing about God, and we're giving God music that he want to hear, not stuff that we want to hear. Yeah. So
what it is, Travis, and what I found was that it's all about how you view what a reward or what a blessing is. So it got to the point where once you find out God and you can see the true meaning of the blessings and could see the true definition of what he desires to bless us with, it's not all, you know, substantial. It's not all, what's the word I'm looking for, y'all? Monetary?
Yeah, it's substantial, but it might not be in the form of monetary. You might receive it in another way. But, see,
but it's about,
it'll be greater later.
Yes. It's about rejoicing about that and seeing that just as valuable as $1,000, $1,000,000.
Right.
So, like, by me doing that, I see my reward. People who do that, they get frustrated and they stop reading their word behind closed doors because they don't see the reward, because there's still scales on their eyes, because they're still looking for something big and they're looking for something out. When you don't realize that just because you did that, your child not sick. You know what I'm saying? Just because you did that, you still got the job when everybody was laid off. You know what
but
I mean?
See, our work, nor our labor is in vain.
Yes.
And that's the thing that everybody has to know, is that, you know, the paycheck for Mary J. Blige might be different than a paycheck for Karen Clark Sheard.
But
the thing about it is that it's the building of the kingdom. It's the body of Christ. And if we continue to sow seeds and continue to sow seeds, and somebody comes behind that seed that was sown and waters it, then it's growing and it's building. And if that can flourish, then we've done our job. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's the payment right there, is another soul being saved, another person who was lost being saved and finding out about Jesus. So that's our payment. So, you know, definitely the work that you guys, both Travis Green and Jamal Molly Music, have put into this kingdom, please, and I'm not saying that you do think that it's in vain, but please know that God sees you. And God is doing the new work within you to bless. Definitely thank you both.
Now,
yeah,
Travis,
but
you're a minister as well, right?
Yeah.
Minister.
Oh, yeah, he's a minister. He got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought I saw on your site you doing some speaking at different youth groups.
Oh, man.
He got it.
So do you often see yourself ministers first or musicians first?
Oh, it's all about ministry. All about ministry. Both of us were musicians first, I mean, in our lives, growing up playing instruments all our lives, man. And it's so funny. Oh, my God. We're just going to get a camera and let y'all see what goes on, man. Oh, my God. We'll just, like, grab some instruments, and I'm talking about be straight clowning. Jamal got this thing, this praise and worship piece that he likes to do called Sustained Pedalless Worship. It's the funniest thing, man. Have y'all ever heard a piano with no sustain pedal in worship? And then we'll put one of his artists that cannot play at all on a piano, E-Haw. He sucks on the keyboard. He's a vocalist. And we'll put him on the piano, and we'll just sing, like, every song that comes to mind in that same key on that same tempo. It's hilarious. So we're musicians at heart, man, but God has really ignited a passion and a fire in us for ministry. And so that goes above everything, man, now.
And it's really hard. It's definitely a minister first, but it's getting to the point to where the two can't be separated. Hallelujah.
Right.
Because, you know, it's just like, it's not just music anymore. I believe that everything that is set out in every, you know, chord that we play, whether it be at a concert or in church, is prophetic. And it ties into the full deliverance and the true manifestation of what God can do, you know, through the agreement of music and ministry. So when you say minister, do you mean like a preacher or a person who speaks, and also a minister? Because my music is my ministry. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's anonymous.
Yeah.
Jamal's ministry, because you actually are a minister as well. And why don't you tell us about this?
Yeah, Faith on the Move Ministries. in Savannah, Georgia, 810 East Broad Street, my place of worship. It's good to know that. You got to play. Okay. You know what I wonder? I wonder if people know if they know that God don't come to their church on Sundays. You know what I mean? To be grateful for when he does come, I don't know. I'm just glad God comes to my ministry, which is Faith on the Move. My pastor is the wonderful Pastor Eric S. Jackson, my co-pastor, Bernadette Jackson. Lovely people of God, strong people of God, and I'm nothing but a product of the word that they've sown in my life for years. I'm putting their word to songs, and I'm definitely their child, and I will never, ever leave or forget what my ministers and my leaders have done. And that's one reason why my ministry prospers like the way it does, because of the government, and God respects that. And I've been doing music for a long time, but it wasn't until I was released by my man of God that I went. And now that I'm in the clear and in the blue, God can totally open up so many more doors that he wouldn't have been able to if I would have went, you know, trying to do it on my own. So, Faith on the Move.
Well, why don't you tell us the name of the CD and where people could buy the CD if they want to pick up the CD?
Right. The name of the CD is The Coming. I know you guys know how to spell that. It's The Coming. It's Molly Music's The Coming. And you can find it on my website, www.mollymusic88.org. You can also get it off of CD Baby. And we just got all these great digital distribution deal, which God is totally blessing. So it's on, you can also find it on Napster, on iTunes, on Ruckus, Verizon, PayPlay, Groupie Tunes, Buy Music, TradeBit, Improdicon, Great Indie Music, Audio Lunchbox, Amazon, Pocket Group, Rhapsody. It's basically almost anywhere. Thank you, God.
Praise the Lord. Give us the give us your website again, but this time spell your name out, because you know your name is a little unique.
www.mollymusic88.org. That's MALIMUSIC88.org. It's a blessing.
Amen.
And get on the street team too.
Amen. Well, Molly Music, Jamal Molly Music, I should say, we really appreciate having you on. And Brother Travis Green, you know, you just the, you know, Worldwide Radio's homeboy. You know, for all our listeners out there, expect to hear from this young man, because I'm going to be calling on him, and, you know, we're probably going to do some shows in London. You know, him on the mic, and, you know, I can get on the mic a little bit, too, because, you know, I'm from the D, Detroit. That's right, baby. Shout out to Detroit West Side.
Oh,
anyway. Travis, you're like my brother. Molly, I really don't know you, but I feel like I got to know you today. So any friend of Travis is a friend of Ailes and myself.
Awesome.
So we got love for you. So I thank you both for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
All right, give us both your websites. Give us both of your websites one more time in the name of your CDs.
All right, you can copy me at travisgreen.net, TravisGreene, MySpace/TravisGreenMusic. The name of my project is The More. Hope it bless you. Go and get it. But make sure you get The Coming by Molly Music. It is awesome. All the hits from MySpace and YouTube you'll find on the album is great stuff. Get that today.
Definitely.
Now.
And you can get
Molly,
that.
give them your MySpace again, Molly. For your website.
The MySpace is www.myspace.com/MollyMusicNote, MALIMUSICNOTE. That's again, /MollyMusicNote. Go on there, listen to the songs, be blessed. You can also purchase the CD and on iTunes, which is The Coming, and you can also get it at my website and check me out, read the bio, get to know me a little more, and join the street team. Make sure you do that at www.MollyMusic88.org, MALIMUSIC88.org. Big ups to Soundwalk Music Group, Management, Faith on the Move Ministries, my pastor, also the radio station, Travis Green. Go get the coming. Also, y'all go get The More and be blessed, definitely, all right?
Hey, L. Sam.
I have one more question.
Wait, I got a question for you, L, because see, they sitting over here promoting these CDs. Did you get your free CD, L?
My free what?
Did you get your receipt? That's what I'm saying. See, they promoting these CDs and the more and the coming and the more and the coming. And I ain't, what am I saying to that? I want more and I want the coming. Huh? I want more of what's coming to me. Amen.
Amen.
That's funny.
All right, fellas, we got to get out of here, though. We love you both, and we wish you both much success, which we know you both will have. So we love you, and God bless you.
Right. Yeah, love y'all, man. Be blessed.
Peace.
See y'all later.
All right, Saints, before we get out of here, we're going to give y'all the... One second, y'all. All right, Saints, before we get out of here, we're going to give you the Gospel Top 10. At number 10, we have Bishop Noel Jones presents the City of Refuge Sanctuary. At number 9, we have Beverly Crawford with He's Done Enough. And at number 8, we have Ricky Dillard and New Generation with The Light. At number 7, we have James Fortune and Fire with Trust You. And then at number 6, we have My Girls, Detroit's very own, the Clark Sisters with Living. At number 5, we have Shekinah Glory with the Shekinah Glory Ministry with the song Jesus. And at number 4, we have Troy Sneed presents Bonafide Praises with the song Work It Out. At number 4, excuse me, at number 3, we have Dorinda Clark Cole with Take It Back, another Detroit native. And at number 2, we have, we haven't heard from this lady in a while, Miss Regina Bell with God Is Good. And this man here, at number 1, I mean, he has blessed me. I know, L, you said this song blessed you. I know it's even getting plays now in the secular market. It's blessing so many people. And that song is Never Could Have
Made It. Never Would Have Made It.
Never Would Have Made It. Never Have Made It. Never Whatever. Whatever. Yeah. He says it so many different ways, but that song has been a blessing to so many of us. It's actually spent 38 weeks at number 1. And it's actually, at this time, it has a couple of more weeks before it would have been the most song that's been the most times at number 1 more than any other song. It's even beaten Elton John's song and a couple of other songs. So you guys, we always say that gospel doesn't get props or God doesn't get props. This song has spent 38 weeks at number 1.
Wow.
I was looking at Billboard
any
and looking at the secular chart.
Any other song has ever been played?
Amen. It's on the secular chart, y'all.
Isn't that amazing?
If you look at the secular R&B chart, it's at like number 7 on the secular chart. If you look at the pop chart, it's at number 50. You know, this song is doing so much for so many people. You know, we had a lot of songs like this, like Smokey Norfolk's song, I Need You Now, did a lot. But no song like this, you know, has been able to do what this song has done. And I just wanted to take some time out to give the man and this song a little praise, because this song has been such a blessing, and I think that's why it's touching so many people's hearts. You know, because it was just a simple song that he said he wrote, not even wrote, but just said because his father passed. Just that church just said,
yeah.
I never would have made it, never could have made it. And look at what God did, and that goes back to what Brother Travis and what Brother Jamal Molly Music was just saying, is that, you know, when you are under the anointing, and when you are a blessed man of God, and when you're living your life right, so many different things would happen to you that you don't even expect will happen. And I know we are supposed to expect certain things, but sometimes the things of God just baffle you, because his mercy and his grace, it follows you even when you didn't want it to follow you. It kept you even when you didn't want it to keep you. God was there when you didn't want him to be there, when you didn't want him to see, God was there. So I just wanted to take some time out and to bless that man of God. So I'm back right now, y'all. Y'all don't have to worry about me going off and, you know, crossing over and jumping on the pulpit right now. I'm right back right here. So, you know, L, you got to calm me down. You're going to, you know, wipe me off or whatever. You got your nurse costume on. You're going to fan me down.
Okay. Number one.
Yeah, I was happy we heard from you today, L. You was up there.
I believe in just letting them go free from the old school church. Just let them do what they're going to do. Get their head or no.
Oh, see, I like when the wigs fall off, you know, because that's when
pray.
You start getting up and be sanctified. Like,
but they hurt themselves. That means it wasn't the Holy Ghost. Ain't that what people say? It's been playing around.
You said if the wigs fall off, that ain't the Holy Ghost.
Thank God.
I don't see it while y'all playing, though.
Now,
while you play, I done see wigs fly off. I done seen everything fly off. So.
Man, Jesus. Have y'all ever seen somebody pantomime and their weed piece fly off? That's the funniest.
That got to be Travis right there.
My God, that is the funniest. This lady weed piece flew off on stage, man, while she had the pantomime. And
oh, God.
What did you do, Travis?
Oh, man.
What did you do, Travis?
We see
that.
want to know, I was hosting the show. So as soon as she came off stage, I ran on with, like, this white sheet that I found backstage. And I just came out spinning, man. Like, man, it was hilarious, man, doing toe touch and all kind of foolishness. She was mad at me, too. She rolled her eyes at me. That weed piece, man. Make sure, listen, this for all the listeners. Make sure your stuff on tight before you go out there spinning and carrying on in the Lord.
Okay.
Make sure your hair is on. Yes.
You know what? No, y'all come to church as you are. Even if you can't get that weed done or you got one track on the side of your forehead, come to church. Because you ain't coming for them that's laughing at you, even though I'm laughing right now. But you come into church to get what God has for you. You know, we might laugh a little bit,
you can get
but it'll be greater
that,
later,
though.
You know?
You can get the glue for that, man.
Let me get y'all out of here. You know what? Oh. If you have feedback about this interview or you have an idea for a show, then we want to hear from you. Get at us or get at me at amir7worldwide@yahoo.com. That's amir7worldwide@yahoo.com. God bless you all. Monday, every week Monday, you know what, before I go, every week Monday, listen to the Christian show. But on Tuesdays, guess what we got for you guys? We got a sports talk show. That's right. Y'all missed it last week. It debuted last week. So make sure you listen Tuesday for the sports talk show. We got our boy Coach K on there. And then on Thursday, we got vocals with the mainstream show. She's playing a little bit of everything. You can tune into there. You can get nice discussion. She got some good things coming for y'all, so make sure y'all take a look out for that. Then we got some things coming for y'all, too. So just always keep it locked for Worldwide Radio. God bless you all. Signing out. I'm Amir 7, and we got our girl.
Hey, L. Sanders.
That's right. God bless you all, Saints. Worldwide Radio. Peace.
This one here. Yeah. Listen up.
So many times in my life have I tried to do it all by myself. After numerous failures, I realize that the glory is to the God. Trying to make things happen.
Slow down.
That's what I hear him saying, but it ain't until something bad happens.
That turns my life upside down.
Oh, well, I give up, Jesus. It's all in your hands now, Father. Do what you will with me. Have your way. Have your way.
Lord,
please keep me in your will. Lord, help me to be still. I just wanna be available. Was the last time I gotta let your will be done and not mine. Hey, things have gotten better, the sun's a little brighter. And since I cast my cares on you, I feel a little lighter. Now I can hold my head up, stick my chest out, because your will surely be